Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
B. Mitch and Finley, time to get smarter. Our friend Mr. Jeff Ehrman will be joining us in just moments inside Maryland Sports. Jeff, what up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, JP.
We're 24 hours away from the madness. Hell, now we're 22 and a half hours away from the madness. How excited are you? Let's start big picture.
Man.
How fired up?
This is the best time of the year for me. It has been ever since I was in, like, seventh grade, sneaking a little TV under my covers so I could watch the late-night games. So it gets no better than this, especially when you're covering a team that has a lot of excitement around it.
For sure, man. I couldn't agree more. Obviously, everybody should follow your work inside MD Sports. I follow your work. You are the preeminent Terps reporter for – a long time now. I remember you broke.
Thank you.
You broke
likewise,
the damn...
likewise with your Commander's work.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. At Jeff underscore Ehrman. So let's get serious. Let's get down to business. Friday, 4 o'clock's coming. What do I need to know about Grand Canyon besides the fact that it's a fake college in Phoenix?
Yeah, it does feel weird even writing like Maryland versus Grand Canyon, but they're, you know, they're a little bit of a sleeper. They're one of the better low seeds, I would say, which fits for the West because the region is just absolutely brutal. You know, the biggest thing about them, I think, or biggest concern, I would say, is that they just have a ton of NCAA experience and overall experience. You know, they have guys who've been around forever. They have two of their top players are fifth-year seniors. They played in the tournament last year and upset St. Mary's. You know, they've got a ton of experience, whereas Maryland, as good as they've been, most of these guys have not played in the tournament. So, you know, I could see Maryland coming out maybe a little jittery, whereas these guys should be pretty comfortable with all that experience. And then the other thing about them is, you know, they don't have the big guys and like Queen and Reese, so Maryland should be able to hit them pretty good in the paint, but they do have a lot of length, several 6'8", 6'7", kind of guys who've given some of Maryland's players trouble during the season. Jacoby Gillespie specifically, as you know, some of his off games have come against long guys who can stay in front of him. So, you know, they are dangerous, but again, you know, there's a reason Maryland's favored by 10.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to ask, it feels like the way this game should start is by feeding Queen and Reese on the inside, taking advantage of the one thing that Grand Canyon doesn't really have, which is size down low.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the game plan. Go inside early, try to get them in foul trouble and take advantage of them that way. Kick it out to the three-point shooters when they're open. Maryland's definitely a better three-point shooting team. I think Grand Canyon's only around 31% this year. So they do have some pretty big advantages, you know, despite all the positive things I said against Grand Canyon. This is a game that Maryland should win fairly comfortably as long as, you know, you avoid foul trouble or some of your guys have, you know, a clunker of a game that they have once in a while.
Yeah, I think foul trouble is my greatest concern because even in the clunker world, I think Maryland, the fact that all five of those starters can fill it up, or four of them can fill it up, and Juju can help you offensively, I would say. You know, if somebody's off, generally somebody else should be able to pick it up. And in that Michigan game, it took a while, right? They got down 15, but even in that thing, they were able to come back. I have a bigger picture. This kind of terrifies me, like an existential question. At some point, when the losses are all cataclysmic, the last two losses are buzzer beaters. One's from half court. One's letting a guard go 90 feet in five seconds. Like, are we concerned about their ability to close out games? I've said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, there's no question. It's a concern. You know, you wonder if it's just fluky, those things have just happened an inordinate number of times randomly to them, or if that's part of their DNA that they don't close out games strong. I mean, they haven't lost a game all year by more than 6 points, I believe, and most of those were 3 or 4 point losses. All four of the last four losses came on buzzer beaters. So you do wonder if that's something that, you know, late in the game, execution-wise or whatever else, and that's one thing I've been wanting to do is go back and watch the last 5 minutes of all those games, see what their field goal percentage is.
Don't do it, dude. You want to claw your eyes out.
Yeah, it's just too busy right now with the tournament to go back and look at that. But that is definitely something that concerns you going into it because so many of these NCAA tournament games, even high seeds versus low seeds, can come down to those final few minutes.
How deep do you think the rotation is going to get?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not very. You know, I think it'll be basically what it has been. He does like to get some of those guys in early, I think, just to get the starters an early rest and keep them ready for late in the game. So he does bring in Geronimo and Deshaun Harris-Smith and Jay Young, usually, you know, well before the midway point of the first half. But once it gets late in the game, obviously you're going to go with the Crab Five, go with your starters and win or lose with the ones who brought you there. But, yeah, at this point in the season, obviously it's been established that the bench just is not – although I will say Jordan Geronimo has really emerged lately, and even if he's not scoring, he's consistently bringing energy off the bench.
And I got to say, I don't care. Like, I'm done with the bench conversation. These guys are 20 years old. They're as fit as they're going to be, and they get a five-minute break every 4 minutes.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament breaks are even longer, obviously, because they got to pay for those insane rights contracts that they have with the NCAA, so that helps. And then, you know,
those are their corporate champions, Jeff. Show some respect.
Okay, my bad. Corporate champions. They, you know, you have
to honor John Feinstein. We're pointing that S out every time this month.
That's right. They got one day between first and second round, so that's really your spot right there where you're not getting a lot of rest. But then, you know, if you survive, you got a whole, you know, you got some time off.
How we feeling, dude? Let's have a real heart to heart. Nobody's listening. Talking with our guy Jeff Ehrman here. You can follow Jeff at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. He joins us on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. How we all feeling here? Just you and me, a couple Terps talking it out. I think they should get to the Sweet 16. I think the Florida Gators are damn good. And I'm okay if this thing ends at the Sweet 16. I'm okay. I've made my peace. We're going to make it. How are you?
I think
feeling?
A lot of people have a similar mindset as you, just because Florida is pretty daunting. They're playing so well, won the SEC. You know, but the thing about them is, you know, their coach Todd Golden is obviously a young rising hotshot, but he's never been past the first round of the tournament. So you still got to
ask a serious question. Has Willard? He's done it once.
Once his record is 2-6 overall, so he's been past the first round twice.
Okay.
Wasn't there one
Sweet 16 at Seton Hall? Or no?
I don't believe so. I should know that, but I think there were two wins, two separate years.
Okay.
He has not, but he has more experience at least. Golden does not have enough experience, but like you look at the Arizona coach, you know, the past few years, they've been very highly ranked and went to the tournament and kind of flunked out. So that does matter. And, you know, I think anything less in terms of just focusing back on Maryland, anything less than a Sweet 16, obviously, I think is a huge disappointment, just given that they've had this breakout season that's gotten all the fans back on the bandwagon. You know, you haven't been to a Sweet 16 in a while, so that's kind of at least that's a baseline expectation if you're going to call this season like a true breakthrough. And once you get there, obviously anything can happen. You know, they've got a ton. We know how talented they are. They have probably the best starting five in the country. And so, you know, I wouldn't say they're not capable of beating Florida, but I would say, regardless of who they play in the second round, you know, a Sweet 16 should be a fair expectation of this year.
I agree with that. And then last one from me for our friend Jeff Ehrman. Do you think Coach K called the NCAA and said, hey, you got to switch Maryland and Arizona? Because otherwise, why Arizona's in the East and Maryland's in the West makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, JP, I gave up on trying to figure out what the NCAA is thinking many years ago. If there's something that they can screw up, they probably will. I'm not sure what the reasoning was on sending them out west. And the funny thing is, you know, a lot of times if you get sent out west, you're like, okay, we win, come back, play, you know, in the East Coast, Midwest, or whatever. In this case, you're still out west in San Francisco. So, you know, that is definitely – that's a bad break for them. You know, I think their pass in the first two rounds is pretty advantageous, but having to travel out there – and stay out there and not have as many fans if you were in like Providence or somewhere like that was definitely a little bit of a blow.
All right, last one. I as we've seen college football just say bleep you to the NCAA and kind of do their own thing, is there a world where that happens in college hoops, or does NCAA kind of keep their control?
I think there's a world. I mean, a lot of people have mentioned that possibility of it just being like a power conference tournament. And normally I would say no chance, because that's obviously one of the big parts of the charm of the NCAA tournament is having Grand Canyon and Akron and all these random schools in every year making runs. I think that would almost ruin the tournament for me if you just had power conferences in it. But with the way everything's going all toward the money and becoming, you know, so professionalized, such a business, I'll never say never.
Yeah, I agree with that, man. I am fired up to watch the Crown College Basketball Tournament as well. So,
time you got your bracket done.
Yeah. All right, dude, you're going to be busy. Who's this guy you keep teasing about them recruiting every day? The local
Which
guard.
One? There's a few.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a few guys on. I actually just posted something on the site. They got a couple transfer portal guys that are very interested in them. The portal actually doesn't officially open till Monday, so you can't officially say.
That
you know,
is awful.
That.
They open the transfer portal during March Madness?
Yeah, it's just like in football, it opens before the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So you have these teams that are playing, and some of their players are considering leaving. There's guys who want in, but they can't host them on a visit because they're playing in the playoffs. So that goes back to pretty much what I said about the NCAA a minute ago.
You're going to lose Queen. You're going to lose Reese. You know, we'll deal with that later. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about Grand Canyon's fake-ass college. Jeff, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. Follow Jeff Ehrman. Trust me, at Jeff underscore Ehrman, Ermann, Terps, Friday, 4 o'clock. Lock it up. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.